point I was going to make is that this is a difficult area in terms of finding those practical examples all the time, because the sweep of the legislation crosses many areas, and in terms of cultural prejudice and what have you, we're often talking about situations where people don't feel comfortable coming out about the things that they confront. And it's also an area in which we should not forget that we're not just talking about past discrimination or discrimination that is happening now, but about the future. We're talking about the potential discrimination that all of us who are in same-sex relationships have to live with and face and think about on a daily basis, but also about the gay and lesbian people who are going to form relationships in the future. I think about it quite every now and then when I consider my own personal future relationships. What am I going to have to deal with if I find Mr. Right? And in terms of federal law, what am I going to have to set up in terms of my superannuation? Am I going to have to go through the process that Carol was talking about previously, about powers of attorney and nominated beneficiary? Am I going to be able to do those things? And if not, how am I going to cater for that? What special things am I going to have to go through? Now, I'm not living with that reality now because I'm a single man at the moment. Matter of regret. Anyone know anyone? But I do need to think about it for my future, because if I want to find someone, I'm going to have to consider those matters and turn my mind towards them. And I don't want to have to go through that process again, and I don't want the younger people who are going to be the next generation to have to go through those again. And I don't want people here or anywhere else who are in same-sex relationships currently to have to continually be thinking on a constant basis of what they need to do in order to safeguard their relationship. So I think it's important to remember that it's not just about what you experience now, it's also about thinking about how you've got to constantly be safeguarding your existence and the existence of your relationship. And I should just say too that when you look at individually at many of the areas of law where the discrimination occurs, it seems on an individual case-by-case basis to be relatively minor often, or something which won't eventuate. I'll give you an example. Here in South Australia, for instance, one of the areas of law where there's discrimination or a lack of recognition of same-sex relationships is an act called the Problem Gambling Family Orders Act. I think that's its title. Now, that act provides for an order to be made if you've got a problem gambling partner to restrict their access to family funds, so to protect the family or the couple relationship from the partner spending all the money, basically. Now, that's not available to same-sex couples. Now, I don't know how many same-sex couples in South Australia have got a problem gambler as a partner. My guess is that there aren't very many, and maybe there are none, I don't know. The occurrence or incidence of that discrimination actually manifesting itself may well be slight or small, but that one, combined with the fact that the Water Resources Act, combined with the fact that the Domestic Violence Act, combined with the fact of another act, combined with this federal law, combined with that federal law, form a pattern of systemic discrimination, which means that we've constantly got to be thinking about it. We've constantly got to be thinking about how we're going to deal with every issue. And let's not forget that these laws usually come into operation at times of crisis in our lives. Crisis which most of us hope will never eventuate. But times of crisis, those are exactly the times when the state and society should be acting to recognise and protect people who have got established relationships. And the fact that they don't is absolutely disgraceful.